Public hearing on section 120 of the zoning. So this is a local law amending chapter 120 of the code of the Village of Nassau, making certain changes to the zoning laws of the Village of Nassau, be it enacted by the Board of Trustees as follows. And it's rather lengthy. It's been on the website and disseminated to those who wish them. And we'll open the hearing for any comments, concerns for the next half hour.
So we can read the whole thing.
You bone up on it.
Back in 25.
Bob, can I ask a question?
Sure, absolutely.
With the zoning, that's what we're talking about now.
Yeah.
If a person has a house, that is a business and a house now, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Say in 10 years, they want to sell, they say they want to retire, I don't know. Wonder if they can't find someone to take that business. Can they let it be a two-family home?
Not if it's in the business district.
That's not sort of fair to the person that...
Well, it's...
You know what I mean? I mean...
It's in the business district, which...
You mean on Route 20?
On Route 20.
Okay.
Which does not, currently, does not allow for any residences, but they're there. So we changed the zone. One of the changes in the zonings you're going to see is that...
Okay.
Is that the main floor, the first floor, has to be set aside for business.
Okay, wonder if there is a business in it now.
Right.
It's on the first floor.
Yep.
The apartment that goes, it's a two-family house, is up and down.
The apartments are going to be allowed on the second floors.
Okay, but I'm saying the way it is now, there is an apartment that is two floors, living room, bedroom.
If it is that way currently, then yes. It stays grandfathered as long as, but the business end can't become an apartment.
That's really not fair to the person, because wonder if they can't find someone to say they want to retire in 10 years and then there's no business that will go into that property. What are they supposed to do?
Well, it's the business district. It's set aside for business.
That isn't right. I mean, that really isn't fair to a person that's paid taxes and been here for years, and then it's like they're screwed.
Well, they have a business in it. If you said they have a business in it.
Now, yes.
Yeah. So,
but I'm saying when they retire or sell it, wonder if they can't find a person to put a business.
Well, they just have to sell it. They have to sell it. The new person's got to deal with that.
Oh, it's still not fair.
Where does that end, Bob?
That's just not fair.
The business district ends at John Street. John Street has Young's Antiques. It goes up as far as the homestead. As deep as the American Legion.
Example, like Don was saying, what about like a childcare thing next to the Reformed Church?
Yeah, I think they're all permitted uses in those areas, those districts. That's not the business district.
Okay.
That's R3500.
Okay.
That just doesn't seem fair to a person that's lived in the village their whole life. It's like, you know, we really don't care about you. We want your tax money.
Well, wait a minute now.
What?
They've lived in the village their whole life,
right,
and abided by those rules.
Right.
Why should somebody come along and buy it from them and not have to abide for them after they've had to abide for them all that time?
Wonder if they want to retire and don't want to.
They can retire.
They can't work, but you won't let them use that building for them?
They're not going to own the building.
Huh?
They're not going to own the building, and I'm not going to deal with them.
I'm saying, if they want to retire,
yeah,
they want to keep their building, they don't want to sell it, they want to take that business and put it, make it an apartment, it has everything there for an apartment.
And they can't do that.
They can.
No, they cannot.
That's being screwed.
Well, it's not. That's what you have zoning for. So people can't do anything they want, anywhere they want, anytime they want. That's why you have zoning.
Well, I know, but you can't grandfather anything in.
It's not grandfathered. It's a business. You're changing the use from a business to an apartment.
It just seems not fair that you have a productive person in the village paying taxes, and then we have X number of buildings in the village that are dumps, and they sit here, and the village loses money.
Well,
so put that doesn't balance. And the people are still, how many years have we looked at the junk that are falling down? They're junk, right on the main street in your business district. Mm-hmm. It's hard to call it a business district when we've got three businesses, I'm sorry. You're not talking about Chatham, East Greenbush, come on, Valencia. You can't even compare them.
Well, it's not to say anything, but I think what you're more or less saying is if somebody lived upstairs and had a business downstairs, and now they're going to shut the business down, they retire, they're going to move downstairs and put an apartment upstairs. But they're not allowed to have an apartment.
No, you can't. So you're screwed.
But you think they'd be here if they...
They take care of the building and it looks beautiful, but... And you're paying taxes, but it's screw you. I mean, it's just not fair.
You'd almost think it'd be worth more as a business than it would be as an apartment, because there ain't no money in apartments, I'll tell you that.
But wonder if you can't get someone to take that over and put a business in there. Well, really? What are the chances? Do you see too much out there? I don't see anything flocking to the village, that's for sure, so.
It's going to be hard enough to get sewer lines in.
Can you apply for a variance or a special use permit or anything on those?
You can always apply for a variance.
You can apply for a variance.
I mean, it just sounds really cruel. I mean, it's like you're going out of your way to have a person spend in the village their whole life and look around at everything else, and it's not great.
But right now the zoning is that way too.
Pardon?
Right now it's the same way.
And they couldn't do it now either.
We're not changing that. In other words,
no, I was just asking for the future. She asked me to ask, and I said I would. You know, I can understand her point. You've got property, you pay for it, you take care of it, and your hands are tied if you want to retire and you can't find someone to move into your business, to create a new business. It's like...
Like you say, there's variance, but you got to have some control or something.
Yeah, I mean, there's variance applications, or there's certain conditions, then, you know, things could be allowed. But, I mean, in the zoning, we actually liberalized it to say, you know, we realized that there's a lot of residential housing on the upper floors on a lot of the buildings. And it would be difficult, you know, to apply to get, you know, to come into compliance with ADA, and you know, to have elevators to get upstairs and all this stuff. So the board, when they were putting this stuff together, you know, decided that residences on the second floor would be fine. But they still wanted to have, you know, the master plan and the folks that worked on that and the people that worked on the zoning regulations still wanted to have a defined business district and set aside space in the village for businesses exclusively. And
well, we have them, and no one does anything with it. There's the mobile. That's really a gem. And how many years has that been sitting there? So he hasn't progressed along too much, has he? So, I mean, there. Let's compare apples and oranges. That's a dump. And there's several more.
Can't argue with you. All right, entertain a motion to close the public hearing.
Make a motion.
Second.
Motion by Guy, second by Charlie. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion is carried.